With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Nikki Haley, the lone challenger to former President Trump for the Republican presidential nomination, is about to suspend her campaign.
That's according to three people with direct knowledge of Haley's decision. The move by the former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador will leave former President Donald Trump as the last remaining major candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination. Haley was Mr. Trump's first GOP challenger and the only woman in the race. Haley's candidacy was slow to attract support, but she ultimately outlasted other high-profile candidates, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former Vice President Mike Pence.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe says an announcement from Haley is expected in a couple of hours. Former President Trump and President Biden won big on Super Tuesday, each losing just one of their races. Mr. Trump lost Vermont to Haley, while Baltimore-based investor Jason Palmer beat Biden in American Samoa. Former baseball all-star Republican Steve Garvey and Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff are vying for the U.S. Senate seat that was held by the late Democrat Dianne Feinstein in California. Texas Congressman Colin Allred has won the Democrat nomination for U.S. Senate, running against incumbent Republican Ted Cruz. Also at SRNNews.com, Iranian-backed rebels based in Yemen are not backing down. A U.S. destroyer in the Red Sea has shot down drones and a missile launched by the Houthi rebels. U.S. Central Command says the rebels were targeting the destroyer USS Kearney. No progress to report from Gaza ceasefire talks going on in Cairo. Israel rejects Hamas demands for a permanent ceasefire, not the 40-day truce that's being proposed by Israel. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 88 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 126. This is SRN News. Kidnap charges filed against the owners of a Christian boarding school in Missouri.
The husband and wife owners of the boarding school for boys have been jailed without bond and charged with first-degree kidnapping involving a former student. Authorities arrested Larry and Carmen Musgraves of ABM Ministries. The charges follow an investigation by the Wayne County, Missouri sheriff, who was contacted by a former student. There have also been reports of five runaways from the school since early January. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The last surviving sibling of evangelist, the Reverend Billy Graham, has died. Jean Graham Ford passed away last week at the age of 91. Her nephew, Franklin Graham, wrote on Facebook that Jean's Christian faith blossomed early in life and she was devoted to Christ. Franklin Graham said his father and aunt shared a close bond, going back to their days on the family's North Carolina dairy farm. This is SRN News. Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona says she's not running for re-election in the fall.
Sinema is a Democrat, recently turned independent, and has often aided Republicans as she failed to strictly follow the Democrat Party line. It's that very independence that led to her decision not to run. In a video posted to social media, Sinema says, quote, "I believe in my approach, but it's not what America wants right now." Her departure means Democrats no longer have to worry about a messy three-way race that could have divided the Democrat vote. Bob Agnew reported.
A New York City minimum wage law covering food delivery workers getting backlash from app companies like Uber, Grubhub, and DoorDash. They are cutting worker hours and are making it more difficult to tip. The pay law that went into effect in December mandates $18 an hour for delivery work, which averaged roughly $14 an hour in the past. More details at SRNNews.com.